Brezhnev was already likely senile when Soviet troops invaded Afghanistan in December of 79. His aged successors, Andropov and Chernenko, were unable to get the troops out of Afghanistan or do anything to save the fast declining Soviet state. Segment 25D, Fall of the Soviet Empire, gives us the end of the USSR as we know it. It fell apart. The republics all ultimately seceded, using a right granted by them by none other than Vladimir Ilyich Lenin himself when the Soviet Union was founded. Isn't it ironic? In 1985, Mikhail Gorbachev inherited a regime with a stagnant economy, massive and expensive military commitments, a corrupt, top-heavy bureaucracy, and a populace that no longer cared about anything. By introducing perestroika, or restructuring, to the economy, and glasnost, or openness, to political life, Gorbachev hoped to jolt the Soviet Union back on the path towards communism, and it didn't work. Segment 25B, Homo Sovieticus. As the Soviet state approached its 50th birthday in 1967, it could look with pride on some of its accomplishments.